Overcast skies in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios. 67 degrees is the temperature. The time is 8:07. It is the Thursday, August the 15th, 2024 edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this morning at 8:20, we'll be talking about what looks to be a rather wet forecast for the next day or two with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. At 8:34, it's our weekly feature, North Star Knows, with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. Today, we will be talking about career opportunities within the restoration division of North Star. Plus, also, we'll delve into North Star Builds, focusing on skilled positions in the construction sector and opportunities for career growth as well. Then, in the second hour of the program at 9:20, we'll be talking to 69th Assembly Democratic candidate Roger Halls. So, a full show. That would be normally enough. But to start things off, as we do on Thursday mornings, we are very happy to welcome aboard a guy that's been working for the last couple of hours, host of Up North News Radio that you can hear right here on 98.9 WXCO every weekday morning from 6 until 8 a.m. It's Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing good. Well, let's jump right in because I wanted to ask you, what do you think Robin Voss is feeling this week?
I think that he's got a Sinatra lyric in his head, and now the end is near. Maybe not of the majority per se, but the ability to so easily, so condescendingly just bring Wisconsin government to a crawl whenever he wants. There's new maps coming. There are new legislators coming. The voters are onto his tricks, having voted down those referendums this week. We're really coming to the end of the road for what has been an amazingly good run for people who, you know, despise government so much that they want to run it.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about the voters, because I have to say I'm so proud of the voters this week, because not just because, you know, they voted the way that I thought they should vote, but they weren't bamboozled, because this was a scam. If the Republicans really felt as though changing the Constitution is a very important step, it's not something to be done lightly. You would want as many people to vote on that as possible, but they decided they wanted to have an election where they probably hoped it would be 15% or something like that would go to the polls as opposed to November. And we had, the largest presidential year primary turnout in, 60, 64 years? Mm-hmm. The voters said, no, this is not the way we do it. Is that a good way to look at it?
It is a very good way to do it. It's a very good way to look at it. And yes, ultimately, this is up to the voters, and they get the credit for not only making the decision, but for showing up. They didn't have to show up in a lot of places where there weren't any other primary elections. But now, having given proper credit to the voters, let me be a little self-congratulatory here. This defeat, it also says a lot about civic media. It says a lot about Courier Newsroom, parent company of Up North News. It says a lot about States Newsroom, parent company of the Wisconsin Examiner. It says a lot about groups beyond the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, allied groups, as well as the Democratic Party. More than ever before, Wisconsin voters, Wisconsin radio listeners, Wisconsin internet readers have options. They no longer just have a non-stop pipeline of right-wing talking points and hosts and talking heads on cable TV. They now have places that will say, hey, let's take a critical look at this and let's see why this is. And you have a Democratic Party and allied groups spending money on messaging to reach those folks. And what you end up with that many voices, is you have an electorate that feels not only better informed, but feels empowered and says, hey, that does sound like funny business. I am going to go vote just to vote no on those two referenda. So as Joe Zepecki said on the show this morning, you know, multiple things can be true at once. Absolute credit to the voters, but to basically a whole lot more people who are willing to start their own avenues toward communicating with voters and helping make sure they don't get bamboozled the way they used to.
I think you make a great point, and again, not to pull a muscle patting oneself on the back. I was actually having a conversation with somebody here in the Wausau area, and we're discussing recently I've been kind of fact-checking, for lack of a better word, the one of the co-hosts over on the right-wing radio station here. And what I said, it's not about being personal. And maybe it sounds personal at times, but so be it. I said, for the last 20 years, every day, this person's been able to put on a commentary, either on the air or on their website, and nobody would say anything. It could be completely wrong, but every day, the number of listeners and readers that they have would have somebody that there would be nobody to push back on it. And I say, I'm going to push back on it. If I see something that I think is not true, I'm going to say it on the air. And I do think that it's a wonderful aspect of what civic media has been able to do. Is I'm not saying I'm right all the time, but I do think that having somebody to say, hey, that's not the way it is a vital part of democracy.
And how do you like the way that they try to be dismissive of you and your show, in much the same way Eric Hovde yesterday was being so dismissive of answering a question about his personal worth? And he just laughs and says, I'm not going to tell you. And he laughs, and you know, in that way that says, hey, why wouldn't we want to have an aristocracy here in Wisconsin where politicians don't have to be transparent about how much their personal wealth would benefit from, you know, tax law changes that they make? The condescension is real, but there are fewer reasons for copying that kind of an attitude when they see so many people like you and all the folks I mentioned before, again, willing to step up and be part of the public arena.
I'm going to ask Ian to make sure all the buttons are pushed properly, because I know that Pat had said he could not hear the audio coming down the line at the start of the show, because I have this piece of audio that I want to play for you. And if you can't hear it, let me know and I will give you the gist of it, because I'm pretty sure you may be familiar with it. But when you played the audio of Eric Hovde earlier today on your show, first thing that popped into my mind is I've got to get this audio. This is a piece of audio that I think would be the ideal situation for Eric Hovde meeting with somebody asking him questions. So I'm going to ask Ian, play it, and if you can't hear it, Pat, let me know.
All right.
Mr. Burns, your campaign seems to have the momentum of a runaway freight train. Why are you so popular?
Ooh, a tough question, but a fair one. Lisa, there's no single answer. Some voters respond to my integrity. Others are more impressed with my incorruptibility. Still others by my determination to lower taxes, and the bureaucrats in the state capitol can put that in their pipes and smoke it.
I know you couldn't hear it, but basically it is from an early season episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns is running for governor. And Lisa is forced to ask him a question that says, Mr. Burns, your campaign has the momentum of a runaway freight train. Why are you so popular? And then Burns says, ooh, a tough question, but a fair question. And then goes on into his boilerplate responses. That's what I thought of when Eric Hovde basically wants to answer the questions he wants to.
Yes.
And I thought you hit such a perfect point going into his psyche, that he starts off with his laugh, which I find to be very ironic considering what you played from Donald Trump last night concerning Kamala Harris's laugh. But then when he realizes he's not going to be able to use that laugh to get away from it, his whole attitude changes. And it was just, I thought it was so Eric Hovdean.
Well, it was Eric Hovdian. It was arrogant. And like I said, it reminded me of somebody who'd be happy to have the aristocracy back in here of saying, I'm not going to tell you. I've been successful. I've been successful is not an answer to what is your net worth, because we, the voters, we, the taxpayers, deserve a comparison point to make sure that you are not in office merely to shovel money toward yourself and other people who are worth something like $250 million. And in his mind, it's like, no, you can talk to that brick wall and get a better answer. And while it makes you feel good to laugh at the press and say that kind of thing, it's an equally fair point to tell the voters, is this really the kind of attitude you want from somebody, you know, where years later, Ron Johnson says, oh, yeah, I personally benefited from that tax change that I put in 2017. I think we only need one Ron Johnson from Wisconsin in the Senate.
I think it would be a good question to Eric Hovde to say, okay, Donald Trump in 2017 passed this Tax Reform Act. That's a way you can make it, you know, very straightforward. How did it change your tax returns? I would be curious. How much did Eric Hovde make in that change? Because you can say go back to the late Obama administration and then go to the Trump administration. And also one other thing that I really would like to hear him be asked is, early in his campaign, he had said that because he is so wealthy that nobody can buy him off. And the whole idea that only rich people can't be bought off is so degrading to our system of government.
And remember, they can be bought off. They can be bought off not just, if they can't be bought off with money, they can be bought off with power. They can be bought off with other favors that are not necessarily, you know, rooted in money. You know, for some people, it could be oil drilling leases or things like that. There's a whole host of ways that anybody can be bought. So don't try to say that, well, I was successful and I build houses in other countries, and that's all fine. Thank you for, you know, your good works. That's great. But stick to the question before the voters and taxpayers elect you. We need the starting point on making sure that you're doing this for us and not just for you and your buddies.
Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every weekday morning from 6 until 8 a.m. on Civic Media and right here on 98.9 WXCO. Pat, enjoy Chicago next week. I know that
there's
going to be a lot of excitement. We look forward to hearing your discussions with delegates and more, and really looking forward to that. And rest up this weekend and then get out there and really enjoy it.
I will do my best. Talk to you later.
Pat Kreitlow again joins us every Thursday morning here on the start of the program here on Bow Falls Radio. Coming up next, we'll find out about how much rain we'll get. Brittany Merlot straight ahead on WXCO.
Might work. I don't know about the earlier one. Maybe. There is like this weird little break this late afternoon that's possible. So
never know.
Maybe.
Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, you can join us by going to facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, click there, find our video stream, and join us that way as well. Overcast skies right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 67 degrees is the temperature, but as we look outside, it's not very bright. You see a few dark clouds out there. It just feels like rain. How long will we have to wait before the rain to start? Well, fortunately, we have the person with all the answers, our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you doing?
Doing good. It's, again, at least the rain hadn't started yet as I walked from the parking garage over here to our studios. But it feels like rain is close. Is that the case?
Oh. Yes, it is. It is right on our back doorstep. We've got some light scattered showers that are moving in from the south right now. So it's going to start raining in just a few minutes here. Now, it will be light and scattered at first. There is a more moderate, widespread swath that is over towards Eau Claire that is trying to work its way over here, but it is moving oh so slowly. And that's the problem with this early rain this morning and early afternoon is the fact that it's slow moving. So it's kind of just a pain in the butt hanging around. And of course, as it continues to spread throughout the state, we do have a chance for a teeny tiny break maybe this afternoon in the rainfall. And of course, then the storms start to fire up as we go into this evening. Some of those could be strong. We're looking at gusty winds and heavy downpours. And that is where the flood risk comes in, because with the rain all morning, how much did we all gather? Right now, it looks like anywhere from a half an inch to an inch is possible for the first round. So then you can imagine the second round on top of that could create some flash flooding. So that's what we're dealing with today.
You also mentioned earlier this morning with Pat about the fact that normally you say, oh, we'd like to see a little bit of sunshine. If we do, that would not be a good thing, you were saying.
No, no, no. So days like today, when a big storm system, low pressure is hitting, bringing warm fronts and then cold fronts behind it, if you see sunshine in between, that's bad when it comes to strong to severe storms. So that is actually working to create more and more instability. It's, you know, kind of firing up and razzing the atmosphere and giving it the juice that it needs. So the sunshine's not a good thing today. You don't want to see any of it. Some of us can. I think this is going to be much further south in the state. But do keep in mind that if we get clearing, that means we have more instability for stronger storms right where you are.
Earlier in the week, it was sounding like maybe this storm system would hang around into the weekend. How is the weekend looking at this point?
Okay, so the weekend right now is still looking a little up in the air on Saturday. These model runs keep changing. It either wants to move this system out of the area pretty quickly or slow it down as soon as it hits the lakes. So what I think is going to be happening is small chances for spotty showers may linger into Saturday morning, but I think that's going to stay closer to Lake Michigan. I don't think that's going to be the case here for us. So maybe more clouds on Saturday than we would want, but by Sunday, bright, beautiful, sunny out there. And again, for the weekend, highs returning back to the upper 70s to low 80s. But this week, to be honest with you, honestly, from today all the way through Wednesday, we have chances for scattered showers and storms popping up every single afternoon and evening.
Huh.
Yeah. It's unstable.
Yeah, the way it is, the way it is. And finally, I have to ask you, because over on the other side of the glass, this guy's been following the weather all the time, because they,
yes,
have their, they have their Shakespeare in the Park, the River and Woods Theater. Got two shows. They got at 2 o'clock today, tomorrow, and Saturday scheduled. A Midsummer Night's Dream, and then he's involved in the Taming of the Shrew at 6 o'clock. Judging by what you're saying, the first couple of days are looking a bit iffy. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say, and I know that you were talking about an earlier afternoon show today. I think we're going to be socked into some light to moderate rain for that 2 o'clock period. But as we push towards 6 o'clock or so this evening, it does want to, that's where that, will it clear out? Will you see sun? Will it not? Will it be raining already? So as we go through this evening, chances are iffy, a little bit higher of a chance for that show to get on. And then tomorrow, still some scattered showers and storms firing up throughout the day. Very scattered, I think more of them in the afternoon to evening hours before the system leaves us alone here in central Wisconsin.
All right. Well, maybe not the news Ian wanted to hear, but nevertheless,
I'm
we do.
I'm sorry. No. Worst part of my job. I hate it sometimes.
At least we have a rain a day for Sunday.
There you go.
If we have to cancel on Perfect. Friday, we may have to do a Monday performance if that was possible, but that'd be a little awkward.
Well, the thing, though, is
work, though.
We are not going to blame Brittany, because that would be the wrong thing to do. We cannot
Not.
Thanks, guys.
Brittany, thanks for the info. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye.
Right now in downtown Wausau, overcast skies, temperature stands at 67 degrees. The winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. The dew point is 63. Relative humidity of 87%. The barometer is 29.96 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. In fact, as I look at the radar right now, there's a lot of green just to our west and to our south, and just basically the southern part of the state is all green. A lot of rain, and it's moving in this direction, and we should probably be getting wet either right now or very, very close to right now.
Yeah.
So if you're heading out to work or to wherever you're heading, make sure you're prepared. Maybe have an umbrella and a rain slicker as well.
One of the disadvantages with outdoor theater is it all depends on the weather.
It does. I mean, that's in everybody, and you'll basically, you know that. It's one of those things where you're just hoping. You're hoping. And the thing about it is,
it is a risk, but it's a risk.
Yeah,
you have to take sometimes.
For the last, number of days, it's actually been pretty nice. And that's, if you could have had it last 5 days or so, it would have been great. But hopefully, again, I'm sure everybody with your group is going to make the adjustments and make sure that at some point you and the rest of your castmates for both your show, The Taming of the Shrew, and also for A Midsummer Night's Dream, gets that opportunity. And, we'll keep you posted as well as we know, because Ian will be told immediately. And as you said, you're going to find out probably later this morning what the plans are for today, right?
Yeah, probably the next couple of hours, probably get an official announcement from my director. But whatever happens, we'll work together, we'll adjust, and we'll make it work. Because in theater, everything always works out in the end, just sometimes not in the way that you expect it to.
Absolutely. The time is 8:28. Again, got a lot still to come on the program. In the second hour of the show, we'll be looking towards the general election. Yep, the primary is over. Now the matchups for the general have been set. As we get closer and closer, we'll be bringing in all sorts of candidates from the central Wisconsin area. And this morning at 9:20, we'll get a chance to talk to a Democratic candidate for the 69th Assembly District, Roger Halls. So we'll talk to him coming up at 9:20. Coming up after an information update featuring news, weather, and sports, it is North Star Knows. Yep, every Thursday morning, 8:34, we have North Star Knows. And, of course, we will be talking about career opportunities within the Restoration Division of North Star, and also looking at North Star Builds. So, again, that's all coming up in just a few moments. Chad Holmes Show, WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Thursday morning. It comes by so very quickly, but it's Thursday morning yet again. So another edition of North Star Knows with North Star Restoration Services and North Star Builds. Again, Jay Cricks, welcome back.
Yeah, after thanks a week for having away. Us again.
John Garcia, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
The young John Garcia, as we were just talking about. Before we start, Jay, you weren't here last week, because 2 weeks ago, I spent the entire week over at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, and I told the story to John. And we had this table and had people come by.
Yeah.
Had this, and on Thursday after our show 2 weeks ago, I'm there, hanging out. This woman comes up and says, "Oh, really enjoy your station, but my favorite part of the show is North Star Knows every Thursday." Remember, I said, "Come on, I do a lot of other things." No. I said, "Thank
That's
you,"
awesome.
But it was really cool, and she really liked what you bring. She says it's always interesting, learn a lot. So hopefully, folks do like that young lady who appreciates what you guys do each and every Thursday. And
I know I do. That's good feedback. That's
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
And again, I mean, it's amazing. You dig, because there's so many different things that we can be talking about. And today, I think this is really good, because we're going to be talking a little bit more within North Star, because I do think that there are times that you talk about a lot of the areas you're dealing with, but not maybe specifically with North Star. And today we're going to kind of focus a little bit on North Star Restoration and North Star Builds.
We are, we are. We're going to talk about kind of what it's like to work at North Star and what a career at North Star could look like for somebody.
And the thing about that is, and we've talked about this over the last number of months, is you just continue to grow. Mm-hmm. I guess real fast before we delve into this, again, when did you start?
Holy cow. Okay, we're going to go in the Wayback Machine now.
For folks who may not have the history a little bit, because I think a lot of folks are familiar. They see your trucks going around here. You've been around for quite a while, haven't
you? We have. Our first day in business as North Star was January 1st of 2005, so We are coming up on 20 years officially of being North Star. We've had a few name changes and alterations along the way. There was a company before North Star that we transitioned into North Star, but the official first day of North Star was January 1st of 2005.
And the word restoration is right there. North Star Restoration Services. Tell us about the restoration aspects of North Star.
Sure. So, you know, way back in the day when we were first starting out, we were a fledgling, you know, cleaning company. So we started off as a carpet cleaning company in the area, and then we started adding some ancillary services. And, you know, next thing you know, our customers started reaching out to us about, hey, we've got this issue in our basement going on. You've got a carpet cleaning machine. Can you suck out the water? And that's when the light bulb went off in our head, and we said, you know what? We've got a great opportunity right here in our area with the business that we have, and we decided to really start focusing on the restoration aspect of our services. So we started diving into, you know, water damage cleanup and mold remediation, and, you know, just started really adding on these different services over the years. And ultimately we started doing, you know, the fire damage cleanup, which was a whole different beast in itself. And then when you start offering all those services, well, the customer naturally is going to ask you, hey, can you put it back together again now too?
Right.
So, you know, we started to look at, okay, you know, not only are we a cleaning company and a restoration company, but now we're going to become a construction company. And so that's when we started really to expand and grow, when we started to offer that full array of services that we offer today at North Star.
And the thing about the restoration services that I was, you know, thinking about when I was looking over, you know, the topics for today is that there's different aspects to how they occur. Like with fire and smoke damage, that's something that kind of comes out of nowhere. But then when you talk about some of the other areas, it just naturally occurs over time. I mean, it really is. You're not dependent on, you know, something happening, but there's also that aspect where there's maintenance as well. So there's a lot of kind of a variety of the restoration aspects, isn't there?
There is. So, you know, some things are happened by weather events,
right,
which are sudden, and then some things are due to a lack of maintenance. You know, it could be you know, gutters on the house that you know, were never installed, and now the foundation starts to leak or to seep, and maybe it's, you know, bad landscaping where the water isn't moving away from the home. There's so many different reasons why water damage happens to a home, or maybe why fire happens to a home, or, you know, obviously mold is never sudden,
right.
So that's typically always a lack of, you know, maintenance or cleaning, or maybe something happened and you cleaned it up and maybe you didn't get all of it and that hidden moisture is still remaining in the home. So there's just such a variety of, I guess, ways that the damage happens, so to say, that it's, you know, unfortunately, it's job security for us. You know, and that's one of the reasons why we continue to grow and expand. Not only is, I don't want to say that there's an endless supply of work out there, but there's a large amount of need for the services that we deliver. And we found if you treat your employees really good, they stick around and they start viewing it as more of not just a job, but hey, this could be a career for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you really start to gain traction as an employer. When your staff buys in to what you're doing, when they believe that what you're doing is a good product that we're delivering to the public, and they're passionate about helping people and, you know, sort of working together as a team to help the greater good. And obviously, you know, none of us are volunteers, so there is pay involved. And, you know, to be a, I guess you would call it a top tier employer, you have to offer some benefits.
Sure.
You know, so you've got the, you know, all the different aspects of, you know, that going on. But, you know, it's challenging and fun, and yeah, we kind of pride ourselves on how well we treat our staff.
Again, we're talking to Jay Cricks and John Garcia, North Star Knows, North Star Restoration Services, North Star Builds, here on 98.9 WXCO. The number of opportunities. And just, you know, you mentioned the last 20 years, the amazing growth that this business organization has had. there's, and as you said, there's a lot of different levels of opportunity. And I imagine that, of course, you have the folks that have been involved in restoration and others for many years. But there's also, I imagine, for folks who just want to, you know, get their career going, there has to be opportunities as well. Can we kind of delve into the different opportunities that you do have?
So you use the word levels, and that's exactly that's exactly correct. So we've got what we've called, it's taken us years to develop these, but we call them tech levels. Mm. So it's basically you start out as an entry-level technician if you've got no experience in this industry. And it's kind of like how you get your feet wet. Do I enjoy doing this type of work? Because it is physical and it is dirty. But you get to meet very, you know, interesting. You get to get in all kinds of different situations. And it's a great feeling. But sometimes people are like, okay, this is not for me. And you know what? No problem, you know, but some people, when they start their career with us, they're like, this is very interesting. I want to learn more about this. So as we introduce them to the different types of losses, so say it's maybe, okay, you're going to start out with the water crew and you're going to start, you know, just by helping out and learning how to do water mitigation and, you know, cleaning out those basements and hauling the materials out. And after the dirty work is done, then it gets a little bit more scientific. So that's where we bring in our drying equipment and the dehumidifiers and learn how to take air readings and moisture readings from the building materials. And, you know, as the building envelope dries or as your basement dries, you're manipulating the equipment and moving it around. And there's just a lot of science behind it. And part of our tech levels are getting your IICRC certification. So that's the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification. So the IICRC provides a lot of education for our industry. So you can get your water remediation technician certification. You can get your carpet cleaning technician certification, your upholstery and fabric cleaning certification, you know, your fire and smoke cleaning. There's so many. And as you advance, you know, in the company, you start gaining these certifications and start gaining tech levels. You know, so you got tech level one, tech level two. Next thing you know, you're a lead. Then it moves into project manager. And at that point, you've decided that this is your career. And quite honestly, we've got people that have been with us over 15 years at North Star, and they're doing very well.
No matter what business one is involved with, having the opportunity, being put in the best position to succeed. Any team situation, you want to be put into the best situation to succeed. And that starts with training.
And development.
And yes, exactly right. And I know that's something that you focus on as well.
Yeah, that's going back to that, the IICRC.
Right.
But then we also have, you know, every week, each team gets together, they go over their wins, their losses, what they could have done, you know, better on this job. How was this job? We knocked it out of the park over here. This customer was super happy. Well, let's review that. Let's talk about what we did on that job and let's try and repeat that, you know, especially if it was a success story. And you just take that each week in and out, you know, analyzing how each team performed the previous week. And just to continue to build on your successes and learn from your mistakes, because we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. You know, no one bats a thousand. So, you know, when you when you do make a mistake, I think that's the hallmark of a really good team. You step to the plate, you own it, and then you just try and not make that mistake again in the future.
Something I've noticed from this side of the table in talking to both of you over these last months is, again, the variety. And I think in any work that we do, you'd like to have that variety. You know, I think even with what I do, I get variety. I think one of the things that leads to stagnation is a lack of variety. And boy, you guys have variety, don't
you? We have extreme variety. That is 100% true. This is not, I would say, a desk job or a factory job where you're standing in one place doing the same thing in and out day after day, month after month, year after year. No, there is a ton of variety. You could be in a home that was built in 1880 in the morning, and then off to the next job site. It could be a home that was just completed construction, you know, a year ago. You just never know what's coming your way. I mean, we see the most modest of homes and some of the most elaborate of homes. You could be in a small business, or we could be in a 3 or 4 story building, you know, drying out the third floor. I mean, there's just so much variety. And quite honestly, one of the greatest joys that we have is meeting the homeowners and meeting these business owners and, you know, letting them know it's going to be okay. You know, we got you. we're here. You know, I know you've never been through this before, but it's going to be okay. And we just do their best. We do our best to take a bad situation and try and make it as pleasant as possible for
using skill and also using the human spirit in a sense. Yeah. You know, you're actually helping somebody. It's not just doing your job really well and having that pride, but it's also actually helping somebody else in a tough situation. That obviously is something I'm sure is exceptionally fulfilling as well.
You know, if you ever watch those like TikTok videos, the shorts where, you know, they do them like in fast forward where like the guy, maybe you've got the landscaping guy that shows up at the house where the grass is 2 feet tall and they do a quick video of him going around weed whacking and mowing and then it looks awesome, you know, in 30 seconds. That's kind of like what our job is, you know. So we get in, we start off with a mess, and by the end of the day, it's like, it's not so messy here now. So if you've got that kind of satisfaction where you're constantly, you like to see the fruit of your labor quickly on the daily, this is definitely something that does that
and
for you.
And something else important for anybody in their career path is the opportunities to move up. Yeah. And that's something that you guys really focus on as well, don't
we? We do. So as we talked about the tech levels, there is career advancement. So as you go through your tech levels, not only can you gain IICRC certifications, but we also offer management training. You know, we also offer different types of opportunities to, as the company grows, we want to find, you know, places for our stars to move into. We don't want to have a ceiling to where you feel like you're stuck in one position for the next 15 to 20 years. Now, it might take a little time to advance, but as the company grows, we certainly focus on those employees that want to make this their career, and we find a way to move them up.
Another aspect is, of course, North Star Builds. After we come back in just over a minute, we're going to hear from John Garcia. And John, I know that likewise with North Star Builds, there's a lot that goes into it. We're going to delve into that a little bit, aren't we?
Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to get more from John Garcia, Jay Cricks as well, every Thursday morning, 8:34 a.m. Second half of our first hour. It is North Star Builds with North Star Restoration Services and North Star Builds. And we'll have more. We'll turn to John coming up in just a moment. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back. It's North Star Knows with North Star Restoration Services and North Star Builds on 98.9 WXCO. And we're going to turn now to the North Star Builds aspect with John Garcia. And John, I know that I think it was probably one of the first shows that we had. We talked about how North Star Restoration and North Star Builds kind of came to be. But maybe a thumbnail again on, because North Star Builds was sort of an offshoot of where North Star Restoration was sort of the original.
Yep.
And then North Star Builds, as you continue to grow. Talk a little bit about North Star Builds aspect of it.
Yeah, so basically North Star Restoration, like Jay had mentioned, they go in, they do all the mitigation, the cleanup. Well, once that happens, it leaves the house in a position where it needs to be put back together. And that's where we started fairly small. You know, when I started here, it was myself and we had two part-time carpenters, basically. one of them only worked a Monday and a Tuesday, and the other one was just kind of as he could. So we kind of built it from there. And, you know, in the beginning, we were doing a lot of water repairs, you know, after a basement flooded or a bathroom flooded, a kitchen flooded. Then it turned into, you know, we put out some ads, got a few more carpenters. We were able to do some of these larger fire reconstructions, you know, repair those. We had a lot more subcontractors involved back then because we didn't have the workforce that we do now. And as we progressed, and we started doing these larger jobs, we noticed that a lot of people wanted remodeling done while we were there doing the reconstruction. So that kind of turned into, okay, we would repair somebody's house. Let's say it was a fire job. We redid their entire house. Their neighbors are over, their friends, their family. Then all of a sudden they're calling us saying, hey, we have this remodeling project that we want done. We saw the work you did on the home repair after the fire or the flood. And it kind of transitioned into, okay, well, you know, realistically, we should start a separate construction company because we're more than just doing reconstruction at this point. Obviously, with the new construction, the Parade of Home through the Wausau Area Builders Association. So we really are a full-service construction company now. And, you know, we're offering, you know, full home remodels, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, additions, new construction, and also reconstruction. We're always going to do the reconstruction work that North Star Restoration is completing the mitigation on. Not only just because people are in need and they need somebody to rely on that's going to come in. And we really know what we're doing when it comes to not only the mitigation, but also the reconstruction, how to deal with insurance, how to deal with, you know, overcoming some of the speed bumps that come along the way. And we really pride ourselves in being able to help out the people in the community when they're in need.
And something that, as well as I've noticed over the last number of months, is when you talk about skilled positions, there's so many different kinds of skills. I mean, you've got the skill of, you know, the construction and everything else that goes with that, but you always show me the computer aspects and everything else. There's, again, I think the term variety kind of fits for North Star Builds as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, we have a couple younger guys that are basically they're carpenter assistants, so they're going through the ropes, learning everything. And we have, you know, carpenters, lead carpenters, and then we have carpenter foremen who are kind of overseeing the whole project, making sure everything is running smoothly. And then also now transitioning into getting, you know, some project managers because of, you know, how much we've developed and grown. You know, I can't do everything on my own anymore. We've grown to a point where it's we need to rely on some of these other guys who've been doing construction for 20 plus years, who have all the knowledge and skills that now they can kind of take over and handle some of these projects and meeting with some of the customers and really getting things dialed in so that we're offering the best service that we can to all of our customers.
And also, I think what we talked about with Jay as well, for you and your aspect of North Star Builds, again, folks that may be listening in and saying, hey, that sounds kind of cool. You do lay the foundation for these folks'
Absolutely,
careers.
Absolutely, yeah. So we just had a kid that started right out of high school, and he knew that he wanted to be in the construction industry. And so, you know, we take him in, we get him with some guys that are highly skilled, get him on some projects where he's going to see, you know, really good progress, but then also learn a ton on these jobs. We don't want to bring on people that are just out of high school and say, okay, hey, we're going to go start this remodeling project. Now you're just going to be the one to go demo it all by yourself and do all the dirty work. No, right. We want them to be in with the skill guys learning. You know, he just did a diamond coat siding job up on the northeast side of Wausau. He's installed windows already. He's installed flooring, trim, cabinet, you know, so we got to bring him through everything. So if somebody wants to join us and they're very interested in the construction field, we're going to give you all the opportunities to learn pretty much everything. You're not just going to be stuck in one area being the gopher or being the cleanup guy. No, you're going to be in it learning. And honestly, it was probably, he was a week in and he was already up on scaffolding installing siding by himself while our guys are cutting, handing, and letting them. And that's the biggest thing, is letting them do their own work, because that's the best way to learn is by doing. Yes. And if you're not doing it, you can only learn so much by seeing somebody else do it.
Growing responsibly. And again, North Star Builds feels like it, even when you've talked about it, the growth has come at a rather brisk pace.
Yes.
But being able to do it in the right way, I mean, I imagine that's maybe a bit of a challenge.
Yeah,
as you look forward.
Even. Yeah, it's a huge challenge, because you get, you know, as you add on carpenters, now all of a sudden you're knocking out projects faster, and you have more guys that you need to keep busy on different projects and make sure, you know, everything is happening in the order that it should, and you're not, you know, misstepping. And also, it's a fact of managing all the carpenters too, just themselves, not even on a project level, but just as an employer level. You have that whole aspect. So just trying to, you know, keep the train moving as we're growing. And that's the real big reason why we need to take some of these guys who have the skill, bring them up to a more managerial spot so they can help out, and everybody below them can come up to the next level as well. So that's, you know, our biggest thing is having those levels of carpenters, is so that you can continue to grow. You can make more money. You have a better skill set, and just continuing their education as well. You know, we do all the trainings at ABC Supply, at Modern Builders, We're working on getting some of the guys NARI certified lead carpenters. So we try to do everything we can to give everybody the best chance to learn as much as possible, get as much experience as possible.
We just have over a minute to go for both of you, people who may be tuned in and say, hey, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
What do they do? What should they do next if they're intrigued by what you guys have been talking about here today?
You can reach out to us either via phone call. You can go on the website, and we actually have a careers page on the website. You can fill out an application. It'll come to us. You can reach out on Facebook. I'm willing to talk to anybody who has any interest at all. If there is even a little slight interest and you just want somebody to talk to, mm-hmm. and I can talk to you about the whole operation, how things work, maybe that's something that you need to get you into that next step of applying, just reach out to either one of us or anybody at North Star.
And finally, people want to find careers that are fulfilling. It sounds like the people that work for you guys...
Yeah,
have that.
Absolutely.
And have those discussions. These guys can talk.
It's fulfilling and fun.
You
know?
Absolutely.
It's fun.
You want to have a job, you're not looking at the clock.
Yeah. Days go by very fast.
Unfortunately, I was looking at the clock. We're out of time.
And we're out of time once again.
Guys, really appreciate it again. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you again next week.
Sounds good.
See you next week.
North Star Knows every Thursday right here on WXCO.